Yes, I have a frog in my throat.
How's it taste? let's wet that whistle.
Welcome to the Dangerous Darren Show. TS brought some Stella Artois. Fine. Was it Belgian?
Belgian.
Is it Belgian? Yeah.
That's Belgian for Budweiser.
Is Belgian? I don't think Belgian is a language.
It is. It's like French, Belgium? Dutch. Belgian. They speak Flemish.
No, something can be Belgium. Like
Belgian. You can be a Belgian.
But I don't think it's an actual language.
Flemish is the language. Flemish. As they stated.
So
earlier.
That's like... yes. I'm speaking Flemish.
Which is Flemish. Cheers. For
Budweiser. The cheers. King of beers. Thanks, buddy.
Cheers to you.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I needed that.
I did, too. That first sip of ice-cold beer is better than any sex you'll ever have in your life, I think.
And then you want more.
Like the best sex you've had in your life. That is TS over there. I am Darren Pfeiffer from the Dangerous Darren Show on Adobe Radio. Hit them up, adobe.com. Good stuff over there. Hit us up on Twitter and on Instagram at dangerousd_show. I am at Darren99. TS is at Burn H Wood Burn. And a thank you to our good friends at Roland for the use of the V drums you heard off the top of the show. Like we talked about a week or so ago, TS, I'm not giving them back. I'm just not.
They're going to have to come here and get them.
Yeah, get them. Pry it from my cold, dead fingers. But thanks to Roland, they are amazing drums. They sound fantastic. They look fantastic. They're easy to play, fun to play. I've recorded so much music with them because I've used them with Goldfinger shows. I've used them at some 41 shows. I've just used them. And looking for some electronic drums, definitely get your hands on a set of the V-drums. We have a great show. Today is August the 2nd, 2016. It's a Tuesday. And fuck TS, it's August already. Jesus. Wasn't it like New Year's Eve or like last week?
It was. Where did the summer go? I missed it.
Well, summer, we're still like only halfway through.
Oh, I forgot. It's endless summer here. So what am I talking about? Yeah, it's just going to be hot as balls through August.
We golf in January and February. Yeah,
totally.
We're in Buffalo and in Toronto. They're shoveling out of their 5 feet of snow.
I'm waiting for it to become winter so everybody goes home.
So you can wear pants again.
Yeah. Go away. Go away.
We got a great show. Episode number 41, we have Smelly, the drummer from NoFX, whose real name is Eric Sandin, who just had a birthday recently. He celebrated his 50th. And wow. No shock. You can look it up on the interweb, how old anybody is, really. But yeah, he just turned 50. Smelly is, and he's a good friend of mine. I've known him for a long, long time, as have you. I know you've done a lot of shows with NoFX. They put out a book called Hepatitis Bathtub and Other Stories, which is basically the story of NoFX, how they started, all the drugs they did, how few members have come and gone, the records they did, signing to Epitaph, starting Fat Wreck Chords, on and on and on, all their success. And Smelly was a big part of that. And he talks about, you know, leaving the band, coming back, having problems with addiction and alcohol and girls and a lot of stuff. But yeah, Smelly will be on talking about drums and their new book, the new NoFX book. And we have brand new music from NoFX called 6 Years on Dope.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of punk rock, man.
You have
long years.
You have longer than that on Dope, don't you?
Well, it all depends on what you're talking about.
Well, let's say dope is weed.
Oh, yeah.
How many years on weed do you got?
Like 20 plus.
Jesus Christ.
Cheers to that.
I'll drink to that.
It's keeping me young.
It is. Well, you look great, TS. I've always said.
I skated over here, dude.
You look great. You look young and vibrant.
Well, thank you.
And a great head of hair. I got hair envy. I won't lie. You're speechless.
I'm totally speechless right now.
Oh, fuck. How was your week so far? It's Tuesday. We're getting some momentum going. Work. Everything's going good?
Yeah, it's great, man. I went to see Little Debbie at the Troubadour last week.
I saw the picture.
I saw that, yep.
Are you going to get her on the fucking
phone? Ratchet. I'm trying.
I've been doing the heavy lifting, TS, on the Dangerous Darren Show.
About time you
pulled your weight.
I've got some things in the works.
Yeah.
If I can get anybody on the phone to talk to me, I'm going to do it.
I think she'd be the one. It'd be a perfect interview for you.
It would be.
Because you like the music. You like the culture. You know, she knows you now. You met her a few times. So I think that would be a good first.
She liked the photo.
She did.
I'm just gonna hit her up in the DM. Yeah, I'm gonna bypass management.
You're gonna hit her up on the DL on the DM.
Hit her up on the DM.
Yeah, but we'll get little Debbie on. Shit.
All right,
we got some good interviews coming up. We got Jennifer Finch.
Oh,
from L7. She's coming on the show.
Very cool.
No word from Gwen yet. I'm waiting for the phone.
She's kind of busy, but
she's on a tour right now.
Come on, just pick up the phone.
You see what she did? She was at a show in West Palm Beach, Florida, and this mom held up a sign saying, "My son is being bullied."
Oh, yeah.
And she brought the kid on stage?
Yeah, that was
very cool.
It was a pretty epic moment.
Yeah.
I wanted to cry.
I actually cried.
When, you know, hey, it's moving.
I cry because every time I see Gwen, I'm like, I'm never going to get Gwen. That's why I cried. Yeah, so we'll get to Smelly in a bit and that brand new NoFX in just a minute. The week's going pretty good, TS. I had a foot issue, though, over the weekend.
An FJ?
No, it wasn't an FJ.
You hurt yourself giving yourself an FJ.
No, it was... I was rehearsing with this band on Friday night, and as the time went on, my foot got more and more painful. And I let it go. I was like, oh, man, it's just sore. I've been having foot problems over the last, like, year or so. I let it go, and then it got worse and worse. By midnight, I'm like, I can't drum anymore. It just hurts way too much. And they're like, wow, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's a nerve. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it really hurts. So I went home, took a shower, went to bed, and I couldn't sleep until 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. The pain was unbearable. I almost had to get up and go to the hospital. I took some Advil, and finally the pain subsided enough to go to sleep. Went, did the session the next day in some discomfort, but I did it on Saturday. And then I called my friend, and I actually might have gout.
What?
I might have gout in my foot, yeah.
Is it your rich, fatty diet? You eat a lot of vegetables, man.
Apparently beer aggravates gout. Okay. So cheers to my gout.
All right, cheers. All right. Wow.
Mm. But it also might be a few nerve issues. My mom's a nurse, and she said there's a couple other nerve issues that happen in your foot, or it could be a really small hairline fracture you keep aggravating.
I could take a look at it after.
Well, I'm going to go to Canada this week, and I'm going to go to see my doctor, and then he'll do a battery of tests. And I'll find out what's going on with my fucking foot. Because I need it. It's my right foot. I need to drum. My left foot, I could lose it in a tragic ski accident. I wouldn't care. My right foot, I kind of need that one.
You can't operate? You're not ambidextrous?
No, I could play drums with my left foot, for sure. I play a lot of double bass, but I definitely wouldn't want to lose it.
All right, well, get yourself fixed up.
Yeah, so we'll see what's going on with my foot. I texted Satan earlier today, TS, and he said he's going to be on the show. We got to give him a call.
Who's much easier to get a hold of than Gwen.
Yeah, that's actually him right now texting me. That's texting my phone. Back, okay. He's probably like, are you calling me or not?
Like, what's up?
What's going on?
Bro?
We'll get him on the phone in a minute. The Rio Olympics start this week. And is Brazil ready for the games? Apparently, there's no Pokemon Go anywhere in Rio. So if you're going down there to watch the games and you think you're going to play Pokemon Go, you're fucked.
That's really disappointing.
So yeah, I'm excited for this. I know some people are worried that Rio isn't up to speed, but I've been to Rio and it's great and it's going to be amazing. The players, the athletes are going to love it. It's beautiful. It's going to be just fine. If they got through Sochi, Russia, with little or no issues, I'm sure they can get through Rio with the same. I'm sure the security will be just fine. Also, winter as officially has an end date. I know you don't get this because you're not a big Game of Thrones person, but the 8th season of Game of Thrones will be the last. HBO confirmed recently on Saturday. This leaves only 2 more seasons of the show. The great show, I might add, Game of Thrones. That's it. Wrapping up. And then you're going to start the binge watching.
That's too bad. Yes, I'll have to watch it. I'll watch it in 10 years.
You should watch the show, man. It's fucking really good. It's really well done. It's a little bit complicated. A lot of storylines as far as the players and the movement of everything. But god damn if it's not well done.
How many seasons has it been on?
6.
Okay, so that's like 30 hours of content that I got to catch up on?
Something like that, yeah. A lot of hours.
Or more.
Maybe more. I don't know. I'm not going to do the math right now, but it's a lot of watching. Maybe when you're sick and you can't kick the flu for a week. Just watch Game of Thrones for a while, and you'll be super stoked. What else is going on in the world? That's pretty much the world. Fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's going to hell, man. Everybody just do what you can to make it better. Just do what you can. That's my message to you, the world.
Yeah, pay it forward. Do something nice for somebody. Give a homeless guy a dollar or a sandwich, or you know, let someone in. You know, if you're driving, let them cut in front of you. Don't be a dick. You know, maybe buy someone's coffee.
Yeah, we're probably
buy someone a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
We're probably not going to solve all the greater issues, but maybe just be a little nicer to you or your neighbor.
Let's start right now on the Dangerous Darren Show. TS, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers to you.
Oh, cheers. It's really nice to see you. You're a good human being. I like you, and I'm glad that you're my friend.
The PMA all day. All day.
Can you have PMA when you have PMS?
Well, you could try. You could do your best with somebody who's got PMS to have PMA.
Let's get to that chat. Talking about PMA, this guy has a positive mental attitude for sure. He's a good friend. He's always happy to see me. I'm always happy to see him. He's a great, fantastic drummer, just next level punk rock drumming right there alongside Bill Stevenson. He is in a band called No Effects. You might have heard of them. They have a new book out right now. It's doing very, very, very well. It's called Hepatitis, Bathtub, and Other Stories. I'm just about 2 or 3 chapters away from finishing it. It's an amazing read, hilarious, and a true story. These guys lived it. They did the dirt kind of, but punk rock. Eric Sandin is his name, but he's affectionately known as Smelly in the band. And the story of that, by the way, is in the book. Here it is, my chat with Eric Sandin, Smelly, drummer of No Effects, right here on the Dangerous Darren motherfucking show. Remember that, TS, last week? The Dangerous Darren motherfucking show. Check this out. On the phone here at the Dangerous Darren Show with a friend of mine for the last, I'd say, 20-plus years, drummer for No Effects, Eric Sandin. Hey, Eric.
Hi, Darren.
Hey, buddy. So today you had a kids' day today with your little ones?
Every goddamn day is a fucking kids' day. I got 4 fucking bastards at this house running around and driving me nuts. Anybody want a couple kids?
I'll take...
Lighten the load.
I mean, I'll take one off your hands. I mean, I'll give you $20.
Dude, I don't know. I don't trust you. You got those creepy eyes. You might do something weird.
Well, it's a lot of work, I would imagine, but it's also rewarding, right? They're cool.
Yeah, they're okay. To be honest, one of my boys is a pretty goddamn good skater, and watching him do, like, all this weird skate stuff that I can't pronounce and I don't know what he's doing is really fucking satisfying. Other than that, they suck.
Well, I mean, it begs the question, what are you getting him into? Are you getting him into music at all?
No, hold on. That was really brutal. I love them all. I just said that. Today has just been a long day. They're awesome kids.
Yeah, Todd, I get that. Music-wise, are you turning them on to any cool shit like the Ramones or Dead Kennedys or anything fun? Misfits?
No, they want nothing to do with good music, man. They're all fucking all listening to the Steady Wop and Drake and Ty Dolla Sign and Money Chicks, Dollar, fucking what? It's all so fucking bad. And I have turned into my parents by saying, the fuck are you listening to? This is shit. My parents were saying that to me when I was listening to punk rock. Now I'm saying it to them. It's bad. There is no fucking creativity with it whatsoever.
Yeah, it is really, really bad. It all sounds the same. The beats are the same. The rhymes are the same. There's nothing creative about it at all.
No, and you know what? And I've never been a hip-hop fan, but like now when I hear like Ice Cube or any of the older stuff, you know, like I'm talking even stuff from like 6 years ago, that stuff is way more talent compared to the talentless fucking pricks that are doing this shit now.
Yeah, like some old JC stuff or Nelly stuff. There's some melody there.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard Nelly the other day, and it was like, whoa. You know, it actually, it made me happy to hear that compared to like, freaking, I don't know who the shitheads are listening to right now.
So, talking to Eric Sandin, drummer for No Effects here on the Dangerous Darren Show. Eric, do you look back on your career with No Effects and just say, holy fucking shit, I blinked and I got 20, 30 plus years in this band? Does that just kind of blow your mind when you think about that?
It's really fucking weird. It's really weird. I mean, we're at 34, I think, close to 34 years. And it really has happened. I mean, when I look back when I was 16 years old, that seems like a long time ago. But when I look back to when we were playing our first shows, it doesn't seem that long ago. And like when I first met you 20 years ago or so, that just seems like yesterday. And it's so weird that it's still going and there's really no end in sight. It's so weird. I'm having a really hard time wrapping my head around it.
Well, Goldfinger are pushing 22, and we're thinking of changing our name to Oldfinger. Maybe maybe NoFX can change their name to AARPFX.
Oh, I thought you were going to say slow effects or dull effects or something like that, but AARP effects? Oh, God, that fucking hurts. It really does suck. Yes. Like, I have, like, it sucks to know that there's people I know that went through college, they did the normal route, and they're retiring now. You know? It's like they are old men, and they're the same age as me, and that means I'm an old man.
Well, listen, man, looking at the career of NoFX, it's a fucking awesome story. I mean, it's being told in your book, Hepatitis Bathtub, and other stories. And, I mean, from where you started then and where you are now, going around the world and having a living and being one of the premier punk rock bands of all time is an incredible story. And leading on the book looking at the book and reading it, it's a fast fucking read, man. Congratulations. Was that something you guys have been batting around, like on the tour buses and... over the years, and you said, fuck it, let's just do it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we... Shit, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold and accept. Send a voicemail. There we go. I was getting a phone call coming in. Yeah, man, it actually was something that we were talking about for a bit, and the timing just didn't seem right. I don't know. It seemed sort of grandiose. It seemed sort of like inflating, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, let's write a book. Let's be fucking cool. But then we started talking about it, and it's like, no, man, there's a lot to be told, because NoFX is looked at as a band, not as individuals. I mean, Mike kind of has his own little deal going on, and people know about that, but not really what's going on behind, you know, people's eyes. Like, so we discussed it. We said, yeah, let's just get honest and talk about our lives and talk about some skeletons in the closet and stuff that people don't know. That is what will make it interesting. And so when the book came out, or when the book interviewing process happened, everybody was interviewed separately. None of the questions and none of the answers were like cross-contaminated. Like, they didn't ask me a question and let the other guys read my answer and get involved in it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's story is completely honest and theirs. So that's why there's differences of memories and stuff like that, too, in the book.
Yeah, and there's also some things along the way that every member of the band says, oh, hey, and the other person in the band didn't know about this. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
So you're finding out things that Eric did and Mike did and, you know, that you didn't know about, and vice versa.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure Goldfinger has stuff like that, too, you know, but you know, everybody kind of has their own little secrets and stuff. So, yeah, it was kind of cool, like, just opening up and letting it rip, you know. It was... To be honest with you, it's one of the most prouder things that we've accomplished in this band. Prouder, is that a word?
Yeah, I think so, man. We'll make it one. It's punk rock, right? No rules. Are there any stories that you had to hold back on that aren't in the book?
Yeah, there's a couple that I left. I mean, you know, some stuff has to be mined, you know? And there's some stuff that was left back for legal reasons, you know, because I don't want to get... you know, in trouble.
Like all the people you and Raymond killed?
Yeah, I never killed anybody.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, you know, there's just, you know, and everybody kind of left a little something back, you know, at times, but for the most part, it is like 99.9% of skeletons. You know, I held back a little bit on some of, like, how I felt in my childhood about some shit that was going on, you know. But the idea is there.
Right. In the book, you talk at great length about your use of drugs and your encounter with various drugs. And some of the stories are quite entertaining and hilarious, quite frankly. Have you ever played a NoFX show on drugs, like totally just out of your mind?
Oh, yeah. Up until I got sober, for sure. I mean, when you're a heroin junkie, you have to have it in your system. So from 1986 or so, until 1992, when I got clean and sober, yeah, every fucking night. Unless, every night, no, let me take that back. When I was on tour, I would clean up, and I would just be drunk. But I could maintain pretty well to a certain level of drunk, so I could play okay. But if we were doing, like, local shows and stuff like that, guarantee you, I was fucking high as shit on heroin. 100%.
NoFX drum beats, I mean, I know, you know. They're not fucking easy, man. And some of the shit you pulled off over the years is kind of really difficult. How can you pull that off like that? I've always wondered.
On drugs. I don't know. I mean, it's in my opinion, it's not that. I mean, there's some things that are kind of weird, you know, but not a whole lot. Every song pretty much has the same tempo and the same beat and the same idea, because the songs are really just kind of more rhythm based than like riffy based. You know, there is riffy songs. So it was just a matter of just finding my groove and just going with it. I mean, I'll tell you this, my stamina when I was playing back then, my stamina wasn't shit. I mean, it was terrible, and my timing was terrible, and songs that I, like, say I was going to the studio now, and I could rip through a record in 2 or 3 days. Back then, I mean, sometimes, like, the song The Longest Line took me all fucking day to record, because that tempo was, it's slow as shit, but that tempo was out of my wheelhouse. I couldn't push the quarter notes, like that, you know, because I was just used to doing, I mean, excuse me, the eighth notes, because I was used to doing the quarter notes, you know, just the fast thing.
And it's,
so, yeah, it did hold me back at times, being strung out, but the basic punk beat, you know, that's not that big of a deal.
Well, that leads to my next question. A lot of people over the years have called it the No Effects beat. Bands call it the No Effects beat. Played really, really fast. Is that something that, I would imagine it's something you didn't think about going into, just a beat that you felt comfortable with between your hands and feet, but I'm sure a lot of drummers over the years have come up to you and said, hey, the No Effects beat, the No Effects beat. I mean, that's kind of a cool thing to have in your
folder, cool, in your camp. Yeah, I mean, it's a cool thing to have, but I didn't make the beat up by any means. I mean, like, listen to Wasted Youth, Reagan's In. The guy's doing it. Listen to Bad Brains. The guy does it. Listen to The Germs. I mean, that's like in 78. He has a real fast foot, and it's a little sporadic at times, a little kind of iffy at times, but, I mean, it's there. What I just did is I just kind of simplified it, I think, and just, you know, just made it more solid. And I've had a lot of produced, like, record engineers go, like, what you play is... Other people play the same thing that you play, but it's just not as solid and as fluid. Right. So I think that's the only thing I did, is just kind of like accidentally tighten it up, you know?
Yeah, and plus the breakneck speeds you played it in kind of made it your own.
Right, I just accidentally tightened it up. I mean, listen to Bomber from RKO, you know, I mean, he passed away and they didn't have that big of a career. But Bomber, man, his foot in his hands was a huge influence on me. So for me to get the title, the No Effects beat, kind of doesn't pay respect to the people that I learned it from, right, or emulated or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, I didn't make it up. I just kind of maybe made it more solid.
Talking to Eric Standen here, drummer for the band No Effects on the Dangerous Dern Show. You might know him as Smelly in the band. Great story, by the way, in the book about how you got your name. I knew about it, but quite hilarious. I mean, what's your passions, Eric? When you're home in Long Beach, what do you do? That, I mean, besides the kids, obviously, but you got to have other things like golf. I know you're into boxing. What keeps you busy when you have time off?
Well, I mean, like you said, the kids take up probably 80% of my time. I do a lot of surfing. I shape surfboards. I race motorcycle. I race motocross about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 times a year. So every couple of months, I go do some races. The boxing and jiu-jitsu, I mean, I own a boxing gym in Long Beach, so when I'm not dealing with my kids, I'm at the gym, you know, and helping teach kids and adults how to box. That's about it, you know. But honestly, I know it sounds really cliche, but my passion is my family. It really is. Like, on the weekends, I don't plan on going out motorcycle riding that much or hanging with my buds that have normal jobs, because I want to be with my wife, because my wife works a regular job, you know?
Yeah, and when she's busy, when she's done with the week, the last thing she wants to do is do something, go out. She just wants to hang out with you and the kids, probably.
Yeah, I mean, there's been times when she's gone out in the desert with me or gone to the track with me, but that's not her comfort zone, and I don't want to, like, make her weekend about me. You know, she works way harder than I do.
Right. What's next for No Effects, Eric? I mean, have you guys got some other things on the burners, some of the back burner? Like, are there some, whether it's tours or records or something interesting and new, like a book? And what's next for the band?
Well, we have a I don't even know, what do you call it, a CD, a DVD? We have something coming out.
A release.
You know, I mean, it's going to be a release, exactly. I mean, there'll be a CD format and a vinyl format, but, I mean, you know how that shit is. There's going to be a release, I think, in September. Yeah, there's more touring. I go to Europe in a week and a half, or 2 weeks or so. I go to Europe for like a month. come home, we'd do a bunch of one-offs, like the both the Riot Fests and some other stuff. And, you know, it's just status quo. Like, you know, we'll go on tour for 3 weeks a month and come home for like a month or so, and then go on another one and come home for a couple one-offs, you know. But there is a CD coming out in September.
Is it called Slow Effects?
It's called AARP Effects.
You're going to tell that to the rest of the band, they're going to fucking hate me.
What makes you think they don't already hate
me? Exactly. I know that. That one time on Warped Tour, when I kept bugging you guys to play Moron Brothers, and you finally played them on the last day of the tour, and Mike was like,
here, I remember that.
And Mike goes, here's the Moron Brothers. Now shut the fuck up, Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I remember that. And you know what? That's been a regular in our set for like the last 6 months now.
Well, maybe it was.
It has. I really enjoy like going back and playing those old ones. They're actually more complicated than the newer ones. Than stuff we've written in the last 10 years. You know, there's a lot of pretty straightforward stuff.
Right.
I like playing those old ones.
Well, Eric, you know, listen, NoFX, the family of NoFX, you guys, your crew, your management, Kent, and everybody have always treated really, really well. Whenever there's a show, I mean, passes, and I get to watch you play from behind, and I get to watch you watch baseball while you play, which is really kind of neat. Now, I have incorporated myself watching hockey when Goldfinger plays, which is the band thinks is weird, but whatever. I'd like to just thank you.
Have you cracked open like the laptop or your phone or something like that and watched some sports while you're playing?
Absolutely, and I got the idea from you.
You know what sucks? I mean, it's like, it sounds so disrespectful to the people at the show, like I'm not there. But I totally am there. I mean, I love playing the shows, I love playing the music, but I also have other things in my life, you know, there's other important things. You know, so if I can merge the two, I'm stoked.
Yeah, your wife's there, your kids are there, the baseball game's on, the NoFX show. And as drummers, we can juggle multiple things. People don't understand that. Our minds work in that way.
Yeah. How many times have you finished a song and gone like, whoa, wait a minute, I don't even fucking remember playing that. Did I fuck the middle verse up? You know, where there might be a break or something like that. But you didn't. Like, I'm thinking about sometimes stuff that happened to me in third grade when I was riding a skateboard down a hill, you know?
Exactly. It's just the drummer / ADD-ism that we have in our makeup, in our DNA.
Yeah, we could have four things going on, two arms, two legs, and our brain going somewhere else.
Have you ever played a show and thought to yourself, and thought about skateboarding or your chick or something, baseball, and then thought to yourself, oh my God, I got to do a fill right now, and you do the fill, and when you're finished with it, you're like, woo, that was close.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've also done, like I said, stuff, or I've forgotten what song I was playing at times, but it's the same beat. Then I go, oh yeah, this is what we're playing. But I've also, like I said, finished the song and gone like, oh man, did I fuck that up? Because I don't really recall playing the song, you know, because I was somewhere else mentally. And then I'll go, Melvin, did I fuck that up? And I go, no, dude, what are you talking about? So it's, some of those songs are so ingrained in me that I could play it while comatose.
Exactly. Yeah, I know the feeling, my friend. Eric, thanks for your time, brother. I love watching you play. You're a big influence on me. I've actually cherry picked a lot of your stuff along the way. I don't know if you know that or not.
I cherry picked it from other people too. It's just, you know, unless you're some like gnarly prog rock guy, no one's making shit up.
Exactly. Well, thanks for your friendship. Congratulations on the book. I'm glad it's doing really, really well. It's a great read. It's a really fun read, I admit. Everybody should go out and pick it up. It's called Hepatitis Bathtub and Other Stories. It's a NoFX biography. It's amazing. Eric, my friend, thanks for being on the show, and we'll talk soon.
Hi, pals. It's my pleasure doing this, man. I'm stoked.
My chat with the drummer of NoFX, Eric Sandin, or Smelly, right here on the Dangerous Darren Show. Go pick up the book, Hepatitis Bathtub and Other Stories. It's basically the biography of the guys in the band and how they came about. It's fucking hilarious. I'm almost done, T.S.
Are you finished? I want it before you leave.
Well, gee, I got two more chapters to read.
You can knock that out like tonight.
No. The answer is no. Oh. By next week, I'll have it for you.
All right.
Okay, so let's finish our Stella, and then we'll try this cider.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Okay, let's pour a little bit of this, what's it called? Stella Artois Cidre? What's Cidre?
Cidre.
I don't usually like cider drinks, but...
I don't know, I wanted to try it. It says the apples are hand-picked.
Oh, that makes a difference.
I don't know, man. let's see.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Stella Artois Cider. Let's give it a go.
It has a nice nose of Mott's.
That's good. No, that's good. I like it. Actually, I like it a lot.
I think that would be good in a some kind of
cocktail. I think Curtis is in there like totally hitting on my girl right now. Curtis!
Yes.
Hands off my lady.
I'm not doing anything.
It's busting your chops.
She's busting your chops. She's in there cooking. She's in there cooking.
She's amazing. Yeah. I love her. She's great.
I know.
Great cow. Gonna come back on the other side with some more silliness. Maybe we'll get Satan a call and we'll play some brand new NOFX.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Hang tight.
Come on.
iDobe Radio. iDobe Radio.
Oh, flip me over. I'm done.
I'm melting. I'm melting.
Hey, I believe the Wizard of Oz. Welcome back to the Dangerous Darren Show, by the way, everybody. The Wizard of Oz is turning 70 years old. The movie, The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
And if I wanted someone with no brains and no heart, I'd look at the U.S. Congress. Oh! Or Donald Trump. Fucking Donald Trump, dude. What a fucking clown.
It's ridiculous, man.
So he's seriously, someone's going to shoot him. Between now and November, he will take a bullet. That's my prediction. That's my Miss Chloe, rest in peace. Prediction.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Yeah.
Cheers to Miss Chloe.
Cheers, Miss Chloe.
I see a man in your future, man. But hey, I see a bullet in Donald Trump's future. I'm just saying. I think he's rattling a lot of cages, and someone with a gun is gonna.
I don't know. There's probably gonna be. It's hard to say.
It's funny because people that are psycho and would do something like that are voting for him.
Exactly. I think more of the people are on his side.
Did you know, Tess, you ready for this?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Satan called, texted me. We'll get him on the phone in a minute. Did you know, and I beat you the last 2 weeks, and I'm on a bit of a roll. I got a good one. I got you this week.
I got something for you.
All right, we'll see.
Up my sleeve.
We'll see. Hashtag, did you know? About 3 months after Charlie Chaplin died, his grave was robbed and dug up his body. Grave robbers dug up his body and held it for ransom. When the thieves contacted the family demanding $600,000, police tapped the phone and caught them in no time because they were calling from a nearby phone booth. Chaplin's body was safely returned, reburied, and covered in a giant slab of concrete.
That's crazy, man.
True story.
Have you been in the Charlie Chaplin apartments?
Oh, it's on Wilcox, right?
It's over on...
Is it Wilcox?
No, it's on Formosa. Formosa and Formosa Place, right there, by the Formosa Cafe.
Yes. It's right there. Warner Brothers or Paramount used to own it or something.
It's one of his own. It was one of his own collection.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, I used to buy weed there.
of course.
Hashtag. Did you know? Musicians have the same life expectancy as Zimbabweans, the lowest on earth.
Oh, great. No, that's great for me. I'll be dead soon. So people in Zimbabwe...
Your legacy will live on,
Zimbabwe people don't live very long?
That's what it says.
And musicians don't live long?
Don't live long, but...
Well, I'll die at 27.
You have the same life expectancy.
I think I got you this week, bud. I think I got you.
I don't know,
I got
man.
You again. Charlie Chaplin's fucking grave being robbed and the guy's getting caught.
All right, I concede.
Yes, you're going to concede. That's 3 weeks in a row, buddy. It's good stuff. Let's get to some music news. Check it out.
Lots going on in the world of music. News, news, news from the world of music. Music, 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 music. Music news in your motherfucking face. Yeah.
Let's mute that because that's causing a problem. There we go. Prince's family announces date for official tribute concert. Prince's family says in an official tribute concert announcement, honoring the late icon will take place in October in the singer's hometown of Minneapolis. In a statement at the Associated Press on Thursday, Prince's family said the concert will be held on October 13th at U.S. Bank Stadium. Performers will soon be announced on a rolling basis. What does that mean? Does that mean they roll joints? I don't know what that means. Probably means they'll be continually announced as time goes on. Tickets go on sale next month for the official Prince tribute concert.
Where is this again?
Minneapolis on October 13th. Where does the money go?
Are we going? to Prince's.
Oh, because
family.
Prince is broke?
Oh, yeah, totally.
I wonder, it's got to go to a charity. It's, or some of it's got to go to a charity because they're going to raise a truckload, or maybe the bands, I suppose, need to get paid. But yeah, that's going to be a lot of money.
Prince tribute. So what does that mean? Everybody comes out, they do their thing, yeah. Play some Prince songs.
Yeah, like Foo Fighters will show up and do a Prince song, and then Coldplay will do a Prince song, and then like Beyonce that. Will do a Prince song, and then Stevie Wonder shows up. It's going to be like that.
Oh, my God.
I'm assuming. Blue Oyster Cult and The Clash have a producer. His name is Sandy Pearlman. He recently died at 72. Veteran rock producer Sandy Pearlman died this week at the age of 72 after a long struggle following a cerebral, that's the word. Hemorrhage he suffered late in December of last year. Pearlman was best known for producing 9 albums with the hard rock icons Blue Oyster Cult,
yeah,
including their first 5 releases, and co-producing credit on the iconic hit Don't Fear the Reaper. And he also did The Clash's first U.S. release, Give Him Enough Rope, in addition to working behind the boards. Pearlman also managed Blue Oyster Cult, Romeo Void, The Dictators, and briefly Dio Black Sabbath. This is the guy,
man, this is
that
the...
said, I need more cowbell.
Exactly.
So when they did that spoof?
Yeah, exactly. He was the guy.
That was the guy. Sandy Pearlman was the guy. I need more cowbell. And I was in the studio this weekend and told you that story. But, dude, that happened. Like, Sandy Pearlman was like, guys, I dig the... All the time, so, dude, that dude was in the studio when he recorded that track, and he was like, guys, cowbell, really loving it.
We need more.
We might need a little more. I like it in the intro, but let's keep it maybe throughout the whole fucking song. That guy right there, man. Sandy Pearlman, dead at 72.
R.I.P., my friend.
And then finally, Morrissey is going to be going on a gigantic world tour starting later this month. April on the 16th in Berlin, Germany, ending up in October 23rd in El Paso. No Canadian dates because he hates Canada.
What about L.A.?
Yep, playing Irving Meadows in mid.
Oh man, October. Nobody wants to go down to Orange County.
I'll go ends of the earth to see Morrissey. And that's
there
the
you
music
go.
News. What do you got for weed news?
I got some weed news.
I'm gonna write a brand new weed news song every week. Okay.
All right.
Let's
go.
Ready.
I am ready for some weed news. Where's my song?
Here it comes.
All right, give it to me.
OTS, what's going on in the world of weed? Are people still smoking in the world of weed? I need to know in the world of weed. Tell me the news. Tell me the weed news. Tell me the weed news. That's how I'm going to end every song, by the way. Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Yeah?
That was brilliant, my friend.
Well, thanks, buddy. What do you got?
You know, I'm going to give you the political roundup. The weed news roundup.
The roundup.
Clinton versus Trump on marijuana legalization.
Oh, okay. Wow. Timely news going
yes,
on.
Yes, it
right
is.
Now.
Well, both parties have officially named their presidential candidate for the November elections.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know... Let's get it all out there.
Okay,
so
let's
far,
start with Hillary.
Hillary.
Let's start with
Hillary. Hillary says she is in favor of moving marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 2, and it says she supports the use of medical marijuana. And the move would allow federal dollars, that particular move, would allow federal dollars to be used to conduct more research into the effects of recreational marijuana use.
Clinton's the effects. We all know the effects. There's no effects, but
Clinton's position is in line with the party platform, which is calls for rescheduling the drug as well, providing a reasonable path for future legalization.
Wow, this is huge.
This is huge.
I mean, people that are advocates for medical and recreational use are going to read this and be like, "Fucking Clinton, right on." Even if they're Republicans. And I know, by the way, a few Republicans that are voting for Hillary. For obvious reasons. But what's Trump's stance?
Trump's stance as the Republican nominee can't seem to make up his mind, as we've as we've covered earlier. First, he was for letting the states do what they wanted to do. Then he wasn't. And now he is again. Essentially, Trump's view is the continuation of the status quo. And the Republican Party platform is against legalization without really coming out and saying it anyway.
So he doesn't want to rattle any cages.
No, but he's come back and forth going from like in the 90s to like we should legalize all drugs to we should put everybody in jail. And he goes back and forth and he's kind of a maniac anyway. So, you know, even the vice presidential candidates have weighed in. Mike Pence, the Republican, and Tim Kaine, Democrat, both oppose any changes to the marijuana law.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's... But...
So Kaine is going basically against Hillary on this? They don't really... They don't seem to align their opinions?
Not really. He's just kind of... anyway, he's the vice president. Who cares?
Ah, the twist of Kaine. And Mike Pence, none the richer. Fucking... Cunt.
Anyway, there is a third party in this, the Libertarians. You may have heard of them.
I have.
Not getting a whole lot of press.
Yeah, no, well, they're useless.
Gary Johnson. Ever heard of him?
Nope.
Exactly. Longtime supporter of decriminalization, who is also president and the CEO of Cannabis Sativa Inc. before beginning his run to the Oval Office.
Wow. Yeah, here's the problem with American politics. Canada, UK, other parts of the world. They have multiple parties. Canada's got like five you can pick from. Liberals, conservatives, green, I forgot what the other two are called, but Quebecois, Bloc Quebecois, which is basically the one province in Canada. America's got like Republicans and Democrats, and that's pretty much it. You see, remember the Simpsons thing?
Well, yes.
You have two parties. Hey, you have to vote for one of us.
Yes.
But, I mean...
Well, there are more parties. They just don't get the publicity. They don't have the shine. They don't have the shine. They don't have the glamour of the Republican and Democratic parties.
Well, lately there's been no glamour in the Republican. They're just a bunch of fucking morons. There's no doubt about that. Well, that's good news.
Yeah, you know, I got to break it down. We got the election coming up, and I'm going to keep everybody informed on the party views.
So it seems like it seems like Clinton's your girl.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm leaning towards Hillary. I don't know where else to go. Like unless I write in like Henry Rollins.
Let's start a Henry Rollins thing.
Henry Rollins campaign.
Some birthdays today, TS, on August the 2nd. Oh, only a few, not many. Kevin Smith, the actor, Silent Bob. He's a comic book aficionado. He is a director of movies.
Mallrats.
He Clerks. Did Chasing Amy. Clerks. By the way, the girl that's in Chasing Amy was also in. She was also in Mallrats.
Yes.
Smoking hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
That girl's ridiculous. He turns 45 today. Big hockey fan, Kevin Smith. Always wearing the Edmonton Oilers colors.
Yeah. Also a big fan of the medical marijuana.
Huh? He's also a big fan of the Dangerous Darren show.
That's great.
I'm assuming he is. I hope he is.
Of course he is.
And really bad actor in that second Terminator movie, Edward Furlong, is 38 today. Remember how bad he was in that movie? It was awful. He played John Connor.
Oh, he was
in the second Terminator, Judgment Day.
Oh, he was awesome.
Which was a great movie. His acting was just.
He didn't need to be spot on.
There
he just
so many scenes.
Just
I was like,
say the lines, man. Just say the lines. What do you need? More conviction?
Yeah, I guess it's not Shakespeare. I can let it slide. Well, he turns 38 today, and I saw a recent picture of him. He looks really bad. By the way, Haley, what's her name? Mathers, I guess, Eminem's daughter.
Okay.
She's 20 years old.
I think my dad's gone crazy.
Have you seen a picture of her lately?
No, is she hot?
She's smoking hot.
Let's pull it up.
That's what she said. Dude, seriously, take the time and look up Haley Mathers, I think it is. M-A-T-H-E-R-S, Mathers. Like, supermodel hot. She's 20 years old. She's a young girl. She's going to college, whatever. But she's fucking ridiculous. Poor Eminem's got to deal with this now. He's got to deal with his daughter being a fucking smoke show.
Well, I mean, it might be karma. Look, she's on Instagram. Oh, wow.
Yeah, right? Are you kidding? She's just ridiculous. It's like Gretzky's wife, daughter, Paulina.
Yeah, it's karma, my man.
Yep.
Yeah, good
work. Daughter
is
smoking hot.
Good work.
Good luck with that, Eminem. Nice guy, too.
I mean, would you like to date her, and then you got to go home and meet dad, and it's Eminem? He's like, yo, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, I'm friends with 50 Cent and The Game and Dre. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? My daughter.
I want her home by 9, yo.
I want to say 9, I mean 7. It's now 6:30. You got 10 minutes. Go. Oh, fuck, that's hilarious. Let's get some new NoFX cranking. You want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
It's a song called 6 Years on Dope. Brand new stuff from NoFX. It's a pretty quick song, so let's just rip it in and then come right back. Check it out.
I don't want to do it. You do it. You're going to sing this better than me. You know?
Nah.
The
yell. No, you're
the yell. Okay, right. Good. All right. You know.
From NoFX, the song is called 6 Years on Dope off the record First Ditch Effort, which is pretty hilarious. Coming out on Fat Records, record label, on October the 7th. Brand new music from NoFX.
They've got some shows coming up in Germany as well. August 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Everyone's going to fucking Germany.
Yeah, that's the time. Festival season.
What the fuck's in Germany?
Dude, every time I would see NoFX in Germany or wherever the festivals were in Europe, there was always some crazy punk dirt ass throwing clothes up at Fat Mike. And for some reason, I don't even know why, he would always put, if somebody threw something up on stage and it was clothing, he'd put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd play like the rest of the show with it. And no matter how dirty, it was like some dirty ass sweater came up that was all disgusting, and he'd like put it on and played a bunch of songs with it on.
Punk rock.
It is.
My favorite NoFX story, and I got a lot of them. Well, I'll just give you my short version of my favorite story. I tour managed Billy Talent for a while on the Warped Tour in 2005, and NoFX were on it. And Bad Religion, NoFX, Bad Religion, Pennywise, and NoFX loved Billy Talent so much, they put him in the circle, like this. The buses were parked in a square. NoFX, Pennywise, Bad Religion, Billy Talent. They loved them so much, and I was tour managing them. And I asked Mike and the guys to play Moron Brothers. And they're like, I don't think I've ever seen you guys play that song. They're like, oh, no, yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Finally, the last show, I go, can you guys play Moron Brothers today? They're like, you know, maybe. Maybe. Mike turns around during one of his breaks and goes, Darren, where's Pfeiffer? I go, all right. He's like, that's Darren, drummer from Goldfinger. He's annoying. And he's been bugging me the whole fucking tour to play this song. So here it is, Darren. Just for you, motherfucker. Here's the Moron Brothers. And they played it. And they were really sloppy because I guess they never played that song. They never rehearsed it.
It was a special one.
They got through it. But and after the song was over, he's like, there, you fucking happy? Now leave me alone. On the stage. It was amazing. Brand new music right there from NoFX. 6 Years on Dope. The record First Ditch Effort can be found everywhere you consume music on October the 7th. Hang tight. We're going to come back with more alcohol.
iDobe Radio.
Welcome back to the Dangerous Darren Show. Hit us up on Twitter at DangerousD_show and on Instagram.
Yes.
I'm at Darren99 on Twitter, and TS is at BurnHWoodBurn. More booze, shall we?
Oh, yeah, let's do it, man. What do we got? We got more Stella somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Let's get that in a second. Let's finish this up. Right. Cider is good. I don't usually like cider, but it's pretty good stuff.
It's hand-picked apples. You can't tell. You can tell. That's why you like it.
Should we give Satan a call?
He's been texting me like crazy. I think he's pissed. Right, so nobody likes a pissed-off Satan.
No one likes Satan at all.
He's already rude. Well, some people.
Hey, Curtis. Hey. Speaking of Satan.
We've got Satan coming up on the phone.
Here he comes. I'm going to give him a call. Hold on.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hey, Satan. How you doing, buddy? Sorry it took so long to get back to you, my friend.
You should answer the call when I call you, you piece of fucking shit.
Yes, I know, Satan. I'm very, very sorry. I won't let it happen again. But I need to know. I know you're like on the inside and know what's going on. Who is going to win the presidential race come November?
He is a no-brainer. The man who shall win the presidency is Mr. Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, I know you want Trump to win because he's kind of an asshole like you and, you know, whatever, but Hillary is definitely more qualified, has had a lot of political experience, and she's been in the White House, and I just think she's way more qualified for the job as President of the United States than your boy, Donald Trump.
there's that too, but it doesn't matter because I am Satan. Ah, I shall burn it down.
Wow, T.S., he fucking hung up on me.
What a dick.
He just hung up on me.
He is kind of rude.
What a jerk. Fucking but guy. Well, he says that Trump's going to win, but he backpedaled a little bit there at the end. Cheers to Satan.
Even Satan.
All hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Even though he's wrong, Trump has no chance.
I hope Satan is wrong.
Well, he usually is, isn't he?
Well, okay, so if you were in hell, would you see a lot more Trump bumper stickers and banners?
You're saying there's traffic in hell?
I'm sure.
Probably, yeah. You probably would. What's going on in the world of sports? Let's see. Football season's fast approaching.
Yes, it is. What are we, like 2 weeks away from
We're basically only a couple days away from the Green Bay Indianapolis All-Star game. Not the All-Star, the Hall of Fame game. That's August the 7th. August 11th, which is what, 9 days away? Like a week and a half away? You have the first preseason games, which is 8 of them. And then the presidential debates schedule just came out, and 2 of the presidential debates, one vice president, one president, coincide with a Monday night game and a Sunday night game. Bad programming by the presidential debate people, by the way. Bad programming.
This is true, because I know that I will be watching Monday night football.
I'll be watching football, and I'll be PVRing the debate. Because football happens live. And it's like
you can catch up on the debate highlights after football. And,
yeah, it's gonna be on YouTube. You can when at halftime maybe you can tune in and start, so you can watch maybe half an hour of it during all halftime, and then go back to it when the game's over.
Get riled up, get rowdy during the debates, and then go back to your football.
I'm sorry, I'm an American. Football means more to me than presidential debates. Dodgers are playing good lately. They had a couple of good games against Arizona. They're in Colorado right now. Then they got Boston coming to town. Do you think they got a shot against Boston?
I think they got a shot against Beantown.
Word on Kershaw. What's your gut feeling on that?
No, he's gonna have some surgery.
They haven't made an announcement yet.
But here's a little something for you: the Puig trade rumors. There's 4 potential suitors and pitchers that may be lined up. For Puig, yeah.
Here's the thing, man. Against that final game in Arizona, on Sunday? He hit a double, a single, and had a couple RBIs. I don't know, man. I kind of want to keep him.
I want to keep him. I'd like to get some more pitching, but I don't know. It's probably just rumor. I'd like to keep him.
I don't know if we need pitching. Our bullpen's number 2 in the league, in the whole league.
They're making their comeback. Libator went on a roll of like getting no hits against him. 28 games in a row, so that helps.
Yeah, we got Baez, we got Jansen is one of the best savers in the league. We got McCarthy, he's playing well. Ryu's going to be coming back. Ryu, what's it called?
Ryu.
Yeah, he's got to call him Ryu now.
Hyunjin Ryu.
That's Ryu, as far as I'm concerned. So next week, TS, we got this going on. We could either have Dean Butterworth, the drummer for Good Charlotte.
Okay.
On the show, who's a friend of mine. We're going to talk about drumming and Good Charlotte and whatnot. Or are we going to just have all Canadian music?
Well, okay. When's Canada Day?
It happened July 1st.
All right. Well, let's plan ahead for next year, and we'll do a huge Canada Day. But
should we get Dean on then?
Let's get Dean on.
Okay. Yeah. The Good Charlotte record came out. It's doing well, and Dean's a friend of mine, and the Good Charlotte guys are good dudes. We'll get them on. We'll get Dean on. I've made a decision.
All right. Beautiful.
Cheers to Dean Butterworth.
Cheers.
And cheers to UTS. So spread the love. Spread the PMA. You're a good guy.
PMA all day.
I'll PMA all day long. I like you a lot. You're a good friend. He is at Burn H Wood Burn. I'm at Darren99. The show is at DangerousD_show on Instagram and on Twitter. I like to thank Smelly, a.k.a. Eric Sandin, drummer for the band NoFX, and their new music coming out on October the 7th. The record's called First Ditch Effort. Hit him up on Twitter as well, at NoFX Band, and pick up their book, Hepatitis Bathtub and Other Stories. It's a fast read, it's a fun read, and you'll definitely love it for sure. And thanks to Eric for all the years of friendship and being an amazing drummer and a really good dude. Next week, Dean Butterworth from Good Charlotte. We've made the decision. And TS, thanks for bringing a Stella Artois. Cheers one more time.
Anytime. Cheers to you.
And thanks to Cheryl for cooking an amazing meal. Cheryl, hi. No words, just kisses.
Blowing kisses.
And thanks to Satan for being an asshole. What a fucking jerk.
What a rude prick.
Hashtag Satan.
What would Satan do?
Go Dodgers. NFL Flyers. Football season is coming up fast and furious.
Around the corner. Get your bet on the Bills. They're like 6,600 to 1.
We got to get tickets for that game. October 8th. Yep,
mark it down. We'll be there barbecuing.
Let's do it. Let's get tickets tonight.
I'm in. I'm totally in.
We gotta go.
I'll be there.
We'll be there.
We will be there.
Cheers. For TS, I'm Darren Pfeiffer. See ya next week.
See ya. Stella in my hand, blunt in my mouth, skating down the street.
Waka,
watch my ass bounce.
I'm out.
Later.
Next week.